You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Hello, Alice. How are you?
I'm going to just launching straight into it. I'm hot. I'm hot off the press.
Hot off the press and about to head over to the, the mecca for all theatre nerds at this time of the year, which is
Edinburgh. I'm there for the next 2 weeks for International Fest and The Fringe. There's also the Writers' Festival, the Lit Fest that happens at the same time.
Oh, it's all happening.
It's honestly insane. There's like 3,000 shows. I'm going to see 15 shows over a 6-day period, which actually includes two Aotearoa artists, Hysterical, which is Liv and Carrie, and also a work by Foster Dance Group, Sarah Foster Sproul's work, Double Goa, which has a couple of New Zealand dancers in it. So it's like I have to travel to the other side of the world to see New Zealand work. Don't ask me how that works.
It's very exciting, though.
Yes, very exciting. I'll definitely report back on what I see.
Love
hear,
to see
smell,
it.
Taste, touch, which includes probably the crepes at 3 a.m.
Hell yeah.
Sitting having a pint outside Assembly Bar being like, what am I doing with my life?
Wrecked by theatre.
I mean, look, we've all been wrecked by theatre, including the next people we're about to talk to. It's a privilege and an honour and an absolute blessing to be joined by Nyan Lee and Sam Phillips, who are the creative team behind Losing Face. This is a new play by Nathan Joe, opening at Q3 Theatre tomorrow night. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
The show, it opens tomorrow. You're in production week. I was just apologising to these guys. It's like the most chaotic time to come and do media is when you're about to open a show. But it's also the best time.
We're very grateful.
We love. Losing Face, Nathan's new work. Now, Nathan is an Adam Award winning playwright. Before 25, I would actually say he's quite prolific. Like, he produces a lot of work. Really beautifully developing his craft and style over the years that he's been writing. And this is a new work which explores classic Nathan Joe styles. We've got cultural politics, identity politics. It's going to be, I'm assuming, funny and also extremely scathing. Nyan, talk to me about Losing Face. What is the premise of the work?
So the premise of Losing Face is like it's entrenched, it's Christmas Eve, it's entrenched, like it's framed like a classic domestic family drama. And then... So an older Pākehā man has a younger Chinese lover, and his daughter, his biracial daughter, is visiting them on Christmas Eve, and hilarity ensues. What could go wrong on Christmas Eve?
Oh, this sounds like an extraordinarily stressful situation.
It sounds like joyful and triumphant on crack, which, if I'm not mistaken, is also a famous New Zealand Christmas play. Anyway, so you're taking that kind of fundamental family drama, and it's probably getting turned on its head. Sam, talk to me about, as the director of the work, what are some of those kind of key concepts or things that you really want to amplify through working on this show?
Yeah, so the starting point is like this classic domestic drama setup, like very Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Serving the Goat by Edward Albee.
You're
like
gorgeous.
And it's awesome because like Nathan loves those works.
Awesome.
But also wants to ask questions about those works. Mm-hmm. And so he's been developing this play for 10 years.
Wow. Insane.
This is like a version of the first play he ever wrote. And he kind of describes that as having like too many Google Docs open at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So it starts with this classic premise, but then begins to twist and morph and become a way of looking at the same situation from a whole bunch of different angles and forms and things. And so for me, it's about like loving the domestic drama and going like, oh yeah, cool, this like conventional Western dramaturgy is okay. And then also like going like, how many ways can we ask questions about it and interrogate it and go like, how is it serving us now?
Oh, cool.
And like, what sort of weird psychosexual realms can it take us into?
Psychosexual realms? Sounds very nice.
So what everyone wants at Christmas time.
Yeah. Me loves the psychosexual realms. Nyan, you are the producer of the work, and your production company is
Punctum.
Punctum.
I just started it.
Yes. Awesome. Gorgeous. Yeah. And you're an esteemed producer. You've made lots and lots of work. And actually penned a work for Silo Theatre Company, which I saw, was that last
year? Yeah, it was last year. Primetime Asian sitcom.
Yes, which was so fabulous. And now you're working as program manager at Silo Theatre.
All true.
And you're doing doing that on top of also independently producing as well.
It's a lot of things.
Do you sleep?
Occasionally.
That's cute.
Quite well when I do.
Oh, well, we love to hear that. As the creative producer, talk to me about what your role is in a work like this. You've got a mighty, mighty team around this work in terms of your creative team. Obviously, it's a cast of three. We'll get to the cast in a moment. But, like, what is your role here, both from an inward-facing space and also there's an outward-facing element to that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been with this work quite early on. I mean, not 10 years long, but I was with Nathan when we were pitching it to Matchbox, and then I keep like making myself available because I feel like we all don't know how to say no to things. I've just been strapped into the journey and kind of doing the logic check of how can we make this possible?
Yep.
Can we do this? But also trying to like keep, I feel like it's like bringing together a little army and then you all go to war together.
Oh, wow.
But bringing together of the little family and seeing who will work well together, kind of matchmaking, keeping a good handle over the whole thing. But also, I think being distant to it allows you to have a little bit of creative perspective on it because you see them at work and then you're a little bit further away and then you can kind of give them your reckons as they're going.
That's nice.
Yeah,
it's so important to have that in a work, hey?
Yeah. Totally. And I think, you know, the way that we talk about dramaturgy for some is, like, a dramaturg's role is that you're a beacon to the purpose of the work and your role is to sort of communicate that to your director or your writer, whoever you're talking with. And actually, as a creative producer, you're right. Sometimes you are at a distance, but that gives you the ability to kind of be able to see things maybe a little bit more clearer because of that space in between. But you actually do have a dramaturg on the work as well, right?
Yes.
Jane Young's been working with you. Has Jane been in the room or what's that process? Because it is a new script, right? This is the first time it's been stood up. So what's that process been like?
Yeah, it's a new script. It's been developed through a few different platforms. The Michael King residency, same but different, put up a reading of it. And Jane Young and Nathan Joe have like a very long collaboration. They have an incredible shorthand. You should see them talking together. They kind of move at 100 miles a minute.
Oh, I love this.
And so Jane's been working really closely with Nathan on the text and then has also been in the room making sure that the text is clear and that we get to hear Nathan's incredible poetry in this like very domestic kind of naturalistic form.
Yes.
And so that's been really, really fun. Like, how do we honour Nathan's poetry and the beautiful kind of lyrics that he puts forward in a text, but like in a real like legit fourth wall play.
Yeah,
totally.
Of course, because he's a slam poet as well.
Yeah.
I just want to very, very briefly touch on your cast. You've got an incredible cast together. We were just talking out there before about Andrew Ford. Oh, an icon, a legend. When I was in third form, Andrew Ford was in seventh form, and he played, in Guys and Dolls, like the Christchurch Boys High, Christchurch Girls High. Like,
you're just tapping into a very fundamental part of my childhood experience there, Alice.
And I just remember being like, wow, he's so dreamy. And then obviously, the rest is history. But tell me about your cast.
Yeah, so we've got Andrew Ford, who plays the role of Mark, and Andrew is absolutely incredible. He's a super experienced actor and maybe the loveliest person in the world.
Nice.
And then playing the role of Jen is Siobhan Grierson.
We had on the show. Quite recently, yeah.
She's amazing. She's like one of the most like flexible, generous actors. She's just come out of Toi Whakaari New Zealand Drama School, so it's like all of her muscles are like, you know, being really well worked out, and like she's just such a great actor. And then playing the role of Sean is Danny Lam, who's an amazing emerging actor. He's come through the Here and Now Festival at ATC and is just a really like beautiful, beautiful performer. So yeah, three really, really lovely, like awesome, sweet actors telling the story. And they're kind of like the emotional heart of the work.
Awesome.
And the relationship between the three of them is like really where the beating heart is. So we really want people to kind of want the best for these three characters, and with those three actors, we're like, we think we're pretty well set up for that.
This is very exciting. You might be off to Edinburgh, Alice, but we got good theatre here in Auckland.
This is true, and I'm actually going to see this work tomorrow night because I couldn't leave the country without seeing it. So you're a part of the Matchbox program at Kew Theatre, which is where they've programmed three works. You're the second in the lineup of three. Tell us the details of when you guys open and what's going on there.
So we open tomorrow on August 9th, and we're on for 2 weeks until August 19th at 7:30 at Kew Theatre in the Loft please come.
Yes. So awesome. You can go to qtheatre.co.nz to get your tickets or just rock on in.
Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in this morning. I hope the show goes really, really well. And we will see you in a couple of weeks. Alice, yes. Have a safe flight.
I will.
Bye-bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.